And a big mystery is also what we're looking at whenever we look out of our own atmosphere and out to the Milky Way. We've discovered that one quarter of the star clusters in our galaxy may, in fact, be aliens, according to a paper in Monthly Notices of the Royal Astronomical Society. The halo around our galaxy contains a number of clusters of stars, and these are called globular clusters, or GCs, and they orbit the centre of the galaxy. They tend to be more dense, a bit older, and contain more stars than the galactic clusters, which form the very familiar disk shape. Astronomers have known for a while that percentage of these GCs are alien in origin, captured as the Milky Way accreted dwarf galaxies. But estimating what proportion of these GCs are aliens has actually proven very difficult. Now, Terry Bridges, an astronomer at Queen's University in Kingston, Canada, and Duncan Forbes of Swinburne University of Technology in Australia, have used data from the Hubble telescope, among other sources, and compiled the largest ever high-quality database recording the age and chemical properties of these star clusters. And they've used this to estimate the proportion of aliens that are in our galaxy.
So how do you go about figuring out if there's aliens out there?
Well, there are a few dead giveaways. Firstly, you can observe how the clusters themselves move. Clusters that used to belong to a dwarf galaxy may retain some of its momentum after being swallowed by the Milky Way, and this will present itself in a distinct pattern, sometimes going the wrong way, orbiting around our galaxy. The second method is to use the metallicity of the cluster as a measure of its age. Now, metallicity can simply be thought of as the proportion of elements present in a star or in a star cluster that are not hydrogen or helium. Older clusters, or those with less activity, would be expected to have a lower metallicity. And this means that the relationship between metallicity and age can be used as an indicator for the history of any particular globular cluster. Bridges and Forbes discovered two distinct groups, one a fairly constant age of around 12.8 billion years, and one with a far wider range of ages. This younger strand is likely to consist of dwarf galaxies accreted by our galaxy in the last few billion years, and it accounts for hundreds of millions of stars, even as much as 25% of what we see in the halo of the galaxy. Astronomers have already confirmed that two dwarf galaxies, Sagittarius and Canis Major, have contributed globular clusters to the Milky Way, and these made up a significant proportion of the 93 clusters that they studied. However, even once these were removed from the equation, there's strong evidence that the remaining clusters originated from an additional six as yet unconfirmed dwarf galaxies. So, as always, space is enigmatic and fascinating, and there's still lots more to learn.
Keeping you abreast of the world's best science, The Naked Scientists.